Okay, I'm going to walk around because if you have questions as we go along, I want to work them in. We are down one panelist. We were going to have Neil Chatterjee, who was the FERC chairman during Trump's first term. He came down with the flu yesterday. It was hit or miss whether he'd get on the plane, and the meds he was taking just didn't work in time. We do have Rich Glick, though, who was FERC chairman under Biden, who will be up after this panel. So FERC questions you can ask there. Our panel today, we have a good group. I want to start with Emily Domenech on the left side. She is with Boundary Stone Partners. They're a policy shop in Washington that has both Republicans and Democrats. She's just been there for the last 10 months. She's also hosted the Political Climate podcast. She spent 4.5 years before Boundary Stone working as a senior policy advisor to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and then she stayed on in the same capacity with Patrick McHenry, who was an interim speaker, and then with Mike Johnson, the current House Speaker. J.C. Sandberg, who's in the middle, is the chief advocacy officer for the American Clean Power Association. He's held that position for the last 4 years. He spent 8 years before that with GE. At the last four of that, he was head of government relations, global government relations for GE Renewable Energy. And then he spent 6 years as a counsel to the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. And then Dave Cotter was the top tax person in the Trump first term. He was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Tax Policy and acting IRS commissioner for the first year of the Trump term. He currently leads tax policy services at accounting firm RSM. I read yesterday, Dave, that RSM hit $10 billion in annual revenue, so it gives you some sense of the scale. Dave spent more than 20 years at EY, where he headed the national tax function. Dave and I worked together on Capitol Hill years ago. He was tax advisor to Senator Danforth from Missouri, Jack Danforth. So let's kick it off here. I want to start with the Inflation Reduction Act has been a tremendous tailwind for the renewable energy industry the last 2 years. Do you expect Congress to take a scalpel or a sledgehammer to it? Let me start with Emily.
So I think the answer to this question depends a lot on the way that Congress decides to score the cost of the upcoming tax bill. We've seen several proposals that sort of look at, you know, how do we evaluate our baseline? How do we evaluate the cost? And is it important to House Republicans to actually offset those costs within the confines of the bill? I think if we're looking at a bill that is a smaller scale bill that perhaps has a shorter extension of the Trump corporate taxes, then I think we're in a position where they'll try to offset every dollar, and every part of the IRA that can be repealed and get the votes to be repealed will be on the chopping block. I think if we're looking at a bigger bill where we're perhaps making the Trump tax cuts permanent or things that are really beyond the scope of what they can find real usable offsets for, then the universe becomes a little bit more of, okay, well, the offsets we're getting from the IRA are symbolic. And so that means they're more political, and they end up being things that have really broad political opposition. I'd put, say, the electric vehicle tax credits, for example, in this category, where I think you could pretty easily get to 218 votes on the Republican side to repeal that credit. That gets on the chopping block, but you're not assuming that you're getting all of the money to pay for your new policies by repealing the IRA. I would say, I think, while, you know, I heard you reference the letter of the 18 House Republicans who said they would support, you know, taking a more scalpel approach, the note I always make on that letter is, one, about six of those members didn't come back to Congress, and two, they wrote that letter in a way that didn't identify which tax credits they supported, because that group can't agree on which things to save. So don't underestimate the fact that you do actually have to get three or four members to agree on which part they care about. That's pretty easy if you're talking about something like, say, you know, 45Z, that's a biofuels credit that the whole Iowa delegation is going to support. It's a lot harder when you're talking about preserving, you know, say, the increase in the credit for the ITC and PTC. Why wouldn't we just set that back to where it was before? I think that's a much harder proposition, and people really overvalue those kinds of big statements.
JC, scalpel or sledgehammer?
I've had this conversation with Emily in various places around the country. I don't disagree. I think that it really, and you're